I've shown the expected return on assets and the interest, the unwinding of the discount separately. However, the interest rates of these two will always be the same, okay? And what you should do really is just show what we call a net interest figure. Now, that net interest figure will either be interest received or interest paid. And that just depends on, have you got more assets than liabilities in your pension, or have you got more liabilities than assets in your pension fund? So let's say you've got 100 opening assets and 80 opening liabilities. That means you've got 20 more assets. And so therefore apply the interest rate, which will be the same, apply it to the assets, and that will give you interest received. If, on the other hand, the opening was 80 assets and 100 liabilities, well, then you apply the interest to the liabilities. Remember, the interest rate will be the same again. And this time you'll have an interest paid or payable figure. Okay, it's normally just based on the opening figures, but do be careful on the contributions being made and also the benefits paid just when they are in the year. If they're at the year end, then fine. There's been nothing really happened to the pension fund then, and you just use the opening figures.